Hey everyone, this is Clint Bitter coming to you with your Project 4-4 Daily Accelerator for April 13th. Our reading today was in 2 Samuel chapters 14 through 16 and wrapped up with Psalm chapter 3. Now where we last left off, David had just allowed Absalom to come back into the city. And it's now been 2 years that David hasn't allowed Absalom into his presence. Well, finally, Absalom has to scheme and bully his way through Joab to get an audience with the king. But finally, David relents and grants him that audience. Now, when King David kisses Absalom in our reading today, it symbolizes forgiveness and the restoration of royal favor. It's worth noting that Absalom's sin story is distinctly different than David's. And when David had sinned with Bathsheba, he confessed, he repented, and he sought forgiveness from God. When Absalom sinned, killing his brother Amnon, he sought the forgiveness of his father, but he never really repented. You know, this has me thinking about the way people around us can help us either hide from God or turn to God. If I find forgiveness from the people around me, but I haven't sought forgiveness from God and I haven't repented, of what value really is that? It's kind of like sweeping dirt under the rug. I mean, sure, the house looks clean and it feels clean, but there's a big lump under the rug that you're likely to trip on at another point. It'll come back at you. You know, this is a reminder that if I'm seeking human forgiveness instead of God's forgiveness, there's a real problem. And we know through Scripture that our God is a God who forgives, so we don't need to run and hide. Well, the rest of our reading for today walks us through the depths of Absalom's twisted heart. And there's something seriously off here that has caused the heir to the throne to rebel instead of waiting until his father died. The story here shows us that this was not the seizure of an opportune moment, but this was a plotted out event. Absalom certainly plotted and planned this uprising. Now, there's no direct biblical evidence for what I'm about to say, but I can't help but wonder if this was all part of the plan way back when Amnon was killed. In any case, this betrayal was a carefully plotted out one. You know, I'm greatly indebted to the work of John Soper, who's provided much of the source material for these commentaries. And here's another place that I just agree with his conclusion. You know, after reading this, I just can't imagine that this catches David by surprise. I think we could make an argument either way. It just seems to me that David is too wise and too sharp to let all of this plotting and politicking go on just beneath his nose and be totally unaware of it. Which, of course, leads me to wonder, why didn't he do anything about it? Why did he let Absalom go to Hebron? And why did he say, go in peace? You know, I think we saw the best of David when he was a fugitive pursued by Saul. In that chapter of David's life, we see this extreme trust or reliance on God's sovereignty. David was not going to take the kingship by his authority, but by God's. Ultimately, he was trusting in God's plan and his sovereign authority. David refused to lift even a finger against Saul in those days, choosing instead to see God choose who would be king and when. This is the attitude of David that shows up in our reading today in two big places. The first is when Zadok the priest brought the Ark of the Covenant out of Jerusalem following David. You know, this would have been a really strong statement to all of Israel, not just about whose side the priests were on, but whose side God was on. But David sends the Ark back to Jerusalem, and he says this, "Take the Ark of God back into the city. If I find favor in the Lord's eyes, he will bring me back and let me see it and his dwelling place again. But if he says, I am not pleased with you, then I am ready. Let him do to me whatever seems good to him." Again, we see this same attitude in the exchange with Shimei. Shimei was a relative of Saul who took David's departure from the city as an opportunity to throw stones and curse David. And one of the king's men offers to solve the problem for David. But again, David stops him. And it's like David is saying, we don't know the mind of God. Maybe God put him up to this because he's choosing Absalom as the next king. This kind of submission is just incredible to me. As we read this, we're in the midst of this culture today that is in many ways obsessed with vengeance and revenge. You know, if this were a plot to the latest blockbuster movie, we'd be thinking, go get him, David! Give him what he deserves! And we'd probably think that David taking his revenge and taking back the throne would be a great ending to the movie. We see a different picture here, and it's a picture that honestly challenges me really deeply. Because so often I take God's plan into my own hands, and if I'm honest, it's not because I'm being treated really poorly like David was. It's because I've got a trust problem. Trusting God in the deep, difficult places of our lives is not easy. I mean, it certainly wasn't easy for David. Scripture tells us that he continued up the Mount of Olives, weeping as he went. His head was covered, and he was barefoot. So the question is, what is the road of trust that God's calling you to walk along today? And maybe you're in the midst of a relationship that has gone all wrong, and you need to trust God to see you through. Maybe you're being mistreated in the marketplace, and it seems like revenge and vengeance is the next thing in line. And it's exactly the right step you should take. Maybe that's an invitation to trust God and His plan. Maybe you've been betrayed by a friend, or even worse, a family member. Maybe that's the road of trust that God has you on today. Whatever it is, don't expect it to be easy. Don't expect it to be without opposition. My hope is that you, like David affirmed in Psalm 3, would hold firmly to the truth that God hasn't left your side, and it's Him who sustains you. Whether you're climbing the mountain barefoot and in tears, or on a quiet walk down one of life's beaches, may your trust in our good God increase today. Until next time, this is Clint Bitter encouraging you to be marked by a deep trust in the one true God. God bless.